Park City's sustainability manager, Matt Abbott, says state law has kept the city's anti-idling ordinance somewhat weak. But in a recent study session, city council members said it's time to do what can be done locally to give the enforcement more teeth. Although the current idling ordinance says you can idle a car when the temperature is less than 32 degrees, Councilmember Andy Bierman argues that this is a mountain recreation community where people are normally dressed for the cold, and the temperature is less than 32 degrees for a good portion of the year. The city can make a change to the ordinance, making it okay to idle if it's a lower temperature, say 20 degrees. He says it's just something the community has to buy into, and it's worth a little discomfort for cleaner air.
You know, I think back to the 70s and the crying Indian and people throwing trash out their windows, which once upon a time didn't seem like a big deal, and over time has become socially unacceptable. I think this is another one of those kind of things where it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable to start the education. And so I expect a little discomfort. And I think it sends the right message for our brand when we're telling our tourists, hey, we want to be more eco-friendly. We want to preserve our snowpack. We want to preserve our clean air. So
another provision that can change in the ordinance is the amount of time that a driver can idle. Currently, 3 minutes is allowed. The city could knock it down to, say, 1 minute. Also says Councilmember Cindy Matsumoto, certain groups need to be targeted for education about idling. One of those is the population of taxis that often idles for long periods of time.
When they're empty and idling, and I'm not the only one that could point out a few spots where you could find them, you know, if we can stop it there, then it should carry over to, you know, when they're helping people out. But that's where I think we should increase our enforcement. Our education.
Park City Mayor Jack Thomas asked for a kind, gracious way to communicate a message of anti-idling. He says it doesn't have to be offensive to anyone, just to inform people. The idling problem, says Abbott, is still the worst around school pickup and drop-off lanes and in front of stores. Abbott says there's additional education and enforcement that needs to happen at schools, as recent reports determine that parents are still violating the ordinance in a big way. It's a little dismaying, he says, that the most effective anti-idling tact is to educate the school kids so that they remind parents that idling is bad for the air they breathe. Councilmember Liza Simpson agreed that sometimes the best enforcement comes from the kids.
When we started this, the school drop-off zones were the worst offenders,
yeah.
Never mind the taxis. And I know that they started out with some anti-idling, but, you know, back to Andy's point about the crying Indian, nothing makes you turn your car off faster than your five-year-old in back saying, Mommy!
Since the city has recently brought parking enforcement in-house, those attendants will begin supporting the idling ordinance, as well as the police department has agreed to help inform, educate, and enforce the ordinance. Also discussed in the study session was the buy-in from the town and individual businesses that could, with signage, give friendly reminders to its patrons and help engage the community in efforts to do the easy things to maintain a healthier environment. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.